Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everyone.
What's today?
It's only Tuesday.
Quit complaining.
What are you listening to? A Tuesday morning show.
It's some guy from the radio station.
This show is a disaster.
Weird, wonderful people.
I can't stop listening to it.
And don't forget.
Don't forget, today is National Cat Day.
How do you celebrate?
How did you celebrate?
Lick each other like cats all day.
Ew.
I think I'll pass.
I think I'll pass.
Let's just get it over with.
Showtime.
Yes, National Cat Day today.
Yes, it is. Wow. Yes, it is. Adopt one. Go over to the NSPCA.
Do that.
That's right. Yes, go adopt a cat, people.
One or two.
Why not? Yes, at least.
606.
All of you Helens out there, it's National Cat Day.
Helen. Mike and Carla, morning show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning, so National Cat Day. I don't know how many people celebrate.
Yeah, I'll bet a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those cat people.
Yeah.
Put your safe search on, though, if you're looking up kitties, okay? just saying, be careful.
I was looking for a cat.
I don't know what happened.
Guess it didn't work. And if you haven't been outside yet, well, make sure you put a sweater on or something because
it's chilly outside.
It's only about 39 this morning.
Man alive.
High today, 65, 55 the high tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's cooling off just a bit. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do. John Fogerty coming back to town for another residency. I'm going to tell you, though, what he has done for a local veteran here.
All right. More on that and other stories after the Eagles.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. John Fogerty, this is so cool. So he got paid for that Woodstock 50 concert that never happened.
Right.
As did a lot of artists. Well, he decided he's going to use the money to buy a house for a veteran right here in Las Vegas. He actually does a lot for vets. He'll be at the groundbreaking ceremony on November 11th, which, of course, is Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
I believe his residency starts just after that. But very cool. And I think a lot of them have donated their money to charity here and there. After that debacle. Ozzy Osbourne, if you're waiting, dropping a new album in January. He's been sitting out from his tour or any touring because he's still healing. He had a fall, all that stuff. But he is putting out a new album.
Wow.
Okay.
Just when you
thought,
this will be it.
I know.
He's done. He's just going to fade away.
Yeah. No, Mike. Are you kidding me? I don't think Sharon will let him. You've got to work, Ozzy.
Yeah.
He was just featured on a song with somebody.
Yeah, he was. I know.
And all the little kids were like, oh, man, whoever this Ozzy guy is, he's going to become famous.
He's going to be really big.
Perfect.
He's going to be really big. That's funny. Netflix testing a new feature that would allow users to change playback speeds so they can watch scenes in slow motion or they can make them faster.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of directors, actors, not happy about it. I don't think it matters. You can watch whatever speed you want to watch in. What's it going to matter? What is it?
Your job is done.
Those R-rated films are going to be shown that a lot of watching.
Yeah. Okay. You already made your money. Yeah. Let me watch it the way I want to watch it.
What do you care?
Yes. And speaking of which, actress Olivia Wilde, very upset, and I'll bet a lot of people are, that a Middle Eastern airline edited out a lesbian sex scene from her movie Booksmart. Write that down.
Yeah.
Smart. The movie is rated R, but there's no nudity. But apparently they edited that out, and it kind of changes the feel of the movie.
Now,
most airlines here in America are not editing that movie, so can watch it on, if it's being shown on Might Just Fly, just for that.
Okay. Or you can watch the World Series.
Yes.
Up to you.
I can flip back and forth, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Stonus.
Yeah, this is edited. This is not, there's a scene here that's missing. This is not good.
And I need earplugs.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, well, I feel bad for her. I stand with you.
Yes, Olivia. Team Wild. Team Wild.
See, we were just talking. I have no passion for anything.
I got to
find a passion.
Wild for Wild.
Yes. Oh, boy. All right. You can score free Wham starting at 8 o'clock. Yes. This is walking around money. You can do whatever you want with $100 for yourself. Treat yourself to something. And then, of course, you're automatically qualified for the $5,000.
Yes.
And the grand prize we have to give away at the end of the contest, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center.
Keep this in your back pocket. 59457, okay? 59457.
That's the text line that you have to text the code word to that we're going to give you. The first one, 8 o'clock. You want more details about Wham? Just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla, I just want to throw this out there. I saw this on the news a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
This has really become a firestorm now. People are upset after a website called DreamEnglish.com changed the alphabet song, slowed down the L-M-N-O-P part to make it easier for kids to learn. Now,
I heard this over the weekend. This is appalling and confusing.
Here's the odd thing. This song was first posted, like, back in 2012.
Yeah.
It's over 7 years old.
Yeah.
But Twitter just found it. To give you an idea of how powerful Twitter is now.
Yeah.
This song has been out almost 10 years, but Twitter just found it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
here's the song. Here's the part they're talking about.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah,
H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
What?
O, B, Q, R, S, T.
Whoa. See, that throws off the whole...
Play the rest of it. Play the rest of it, because that's weird, too.
W, X, Y, Z.
Uh-uh.
What?
No.
There's no rhythm. There's no cadence.
I know that we all thought that the one letter was L-M-N-O.
Yeah.
But we worked it out, and we're all here, aren't we? We're all here. Mike, Morty, you both used the M that falls in there. You figured out that the M was separate, didn't you?
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Boom!
See, that would screw me up as a kid more.
This is a travesty. This is an absolute travesty. You know what? Don't get me started today. Do not get me started today.
I just want to throw it out there. We'll throw it out there then, Carla.
Yeah.
How many parents, moms and dads, up this morning getting the kids off to school? How many are not happy about this? How many will stick to the old version of the ABC song? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Okay.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also.
That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're talking about this new alphabet song put out by DreamEnglish.com. They've slowed it down. They've slowed down the L-M-N-O-P to make it easier for kids to learn that segment of the alphabet. Now, keep in mind, this is hitting the news right now, but the song has been out for almost 10 years.
Yeah. When did it come out? 12?
2012.
Yeah, okay.
But all of a sudden, Twitter found it.
Well, yeah.
And it's blown up.
Well, it's amazing what you can find on the internet. Kathy says, now, as a pre-K teacher, I always slow down when singing L-M-N-O-P so they can hear all the letters. I get that. We do that. You can slow it down.
With the original version.
Right, but you don't have to totally change the cadence of it.
Right.
Because it's totally different now. It just doesn't seem to flow. Now,
no.
Dalton says, as usual, I hate all this new age stuff. You hit on it, Carla. We grew up with it, and we're fine. Society and its man bun attitude. Oh, Dalton. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Now somebody else wrote in, boo, L-M-N-O forever. Boo.
All of a sudden it's a rally now.
And Michael said, don't ever play that horrible ABC song again.
Okay. Christy, what do you think?
I like the old school. I'm old school all day long, man. Teach your kids the alphabet the right damn freaking way.
Exactly. Exactly, girl. I can't.
That's just not right. How do you do that? That's why kids are messed up, because they're messing shit up in the world already.
Yeah, see? Well, they gotta learn a whole new cadence here now. They can't. Yeah.
Come on. They're cutting kids' half day and teacher this and teacher that. And it's like you go to school from 7 o'clock in the morning until 2:30 at night. Go home, go to sleep, go to bed, do your own, get your ass up and go to school again.
Well, all right there.
You know what?
Jeez.
You know what?
And yeah, now, no lunch, none of that.
And by the way, I'm taking off today.
No.
Why? Because I have a mental health day.
Yes, exactly. I think they should have all the mental health days they want. I think they should have recess and lunch. Don't change the alphabet.
My son is actually at home sick. His chest is hurting, and he's got a slight temperature, but my son is not doing very well at school.
Well, then he should be at school, sick or not, if he's not doing well.
Put a mask on him and send him off.
Send him to school.
He changed from California to Nevada.
Oh.
So the weather in California is different than Nevada. So, you know, the climate kind of...
You know what, Christy? You know what I'm hearing? Excuses.
Yeah, I know. Snowflake. Yeah. Snowflake.
Yeah.
You started out like a fireball.
Okay. All right. Change the alphabet. It's okay.
We've just whittled her down to nothing.
Yes, I know. I'm not going to call these guys anymore.
Christy, have a great day.
Awesome.
Stay strong.
I will still call and listen.
All right.
You're awesome.
Norma Ray. KK, what's up? What do you think?
Now I know my ABCs, but not my LMNOPs.
Yes! Weren't we all obligated to figure out what LMNO was?
LMNOP.
Yes. I think that should be part of life right there. Mm-hmm. You figure that out, you'll be fine.
Right. KK, I love it. Have a good day.
All right, have a good day.
Your first chance to score some Wham. We were just talking about it.
Yep.
Less than an hour from now.
Okay.
Make sure you're listening. 8 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. 59457. That's the text number. You'll need to know to text a word to win that $100 to treat yourself to lunch, a massage, a movie, maybe a lunch with some friends.
Whatever you want to do with it.
And, of course, you qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of our friends over at Dollar Loan Center. Less than an hour from now, that's coming up. Sunshine, going to be nice today, but... A little chilly, 65 the high today, 55 tomorrow. It's only about 40 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Do that after Poison. Every rose has its thorn.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen now, online dating activity. Be careful if you get online. It's going to be busy. It will jump about 30% from now until February. They say this always happens because of the cold weather. People want someone to cuddle with, basically, to be with. So it might be jammed up on the online dating highway. So do be careful. Now, if you're going to be a big show off and hand out full-size Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Kids will love you, but you better be prepared to do it again next year.
Oh.
And it's going to cost you a lot of money. They say kids remember if you handed out the good stuff, especially the big bars, they'll come back next year. And if you don't have them the next year, they're going to be disappointed.
Oh,
so something might happen. Yeah. So
because there's kids out there that track different homes.
They do.
They have their little pad and paper.
We knew.
And a
we
pencil.
Used to know which ones had good stuff. And that's why I give out dum-dums. I haven't had a kid. Years.
We had a lady on our block that gave a dollar.
That's what somebody asked me today. If that's okay, what about change? I said, I don't know about change now. You know, back in the day, a quarter was a big deal.
Yeah.
But now you got to do a buck.
She gave a buck, and then we kept going back, and one year she gave a quarter, and everyone's what is this?
Maybe she lost her job. See, that's what happens. You give out something good, and then the next year you're, a heel for doing that. Oh, man, smarties.
So now you got to start tracking yourself. What did we get out?
What did we give out last
year and the year before?
I know.
Oh, we got to step it up.
I know. Got to show off. And if you are a 49ers fan, bust out the stretchy pants. Your season ticket now comes with hot dogs, nachos, chicken tenders.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's included in the price.
What?
Yeah, new members, if you are buying season tickets now, you get a menu that features more than 15 of the most popular concession items that they have. And you also get, you don't get, you know, cocktails or anything like that, but you do get unlimited hot dogs. That's in there. Sausage, garlic fries, see, pretzels, that, Pepsi, coffee, bottled water.
That's and why I'm a 49er fan.
See, exactly. You might as well pick any team now because, you know, with what your Bears are doing.
6-0, and look what they give back to their fans. I mean, if that doesn't say it all.
Exactly.
They have earned my support.
Yeah. Free hot dogs? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Sorry, Morty was a Steeler fan until about 7.
Yeah.
1309.
They're chopped liver.
They say that their season tickets will be increasing. It'll increase about an average of $20 per ticket.
But I don't doubt it.
But that's, you get all the food and drink that you not booze, of course, but still.
You know who should take that up is the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's $16 a ticket now.
And yeah.
Well, go Niners.
Well, go see them play your team, by golly, yeah.
Hey, by the way, I want to remind everybody, the final few days of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So KKLZ, along with Steinberg Diagnostic, we've gone pink throughout the entire month of October. Not only in pictures, but our website is totally pink.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want, KKLZ giving you a chance to win dinner for two at Rodizio Grill. All you have to do is send us a picture of yourself or maybe your family and friends, your office workers, co-workers, dressed up in pink, and you could be our next winner. Thomas Moses, the latest winner of dinner for two over at Rodizio Grill. If you want more information, and by the way, when you're on the website, check out all the Steinberg Diagnostic locations and see how they decorated their offices in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month during the month of October. Real men wear pink.
Yes.
All the details on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. I really want to get some feedback from people listening this morning on this email that we got from a guy just trying to enjoy the ball game.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hey, Mike and Carla, I was watching the World Series the other night. When my wife surprised me, walked into the living room in her Halloween costume, she's going as a burlesque dancer. Now, my wife is very curvy, and she's way too large for this costume.
Oh.
When she asked me how she looked, I said, "You look great, honey." She doesn't, though. Should I tell her that maybe she shouldn't wear this costume, that she's too large for it, or does it really matter since it is Halloween?
Oh.
So, Lordy.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's Halloween. You dress up. It's one night.
Yeah.
But on the flip side,
I guess, well,
if somebody says something to her, she's going to fire back at the husband.
Why didn't you tell me that I looked,
a couple of friends of mine said,
"You told me this looked great.
Why I just wanted to watch the ball game."
Yes, I know.
And I bet you that's why he told her. Yeah, you look fabulous. Now move.
Was that it? Oh, man. Yeah, see, that's a whole can of worms now that he's opened up there.
702-739-9636.
You don't do that stuff when he's watching a ball game.
No.
When they're watching.
He'll say anything you want to hear.
Hey, I want to get a new car. All right, get a new car. Wait, what? Who told you to buy a new car?
All right, guys, would you actually do that? Or are you honest?
Yeah.
And women, if you wouldn't mind, text or call in. Do you want to hear the truth? A lot of women say, hey, just be honest with me.
Be honest with me. I know. It always hurts our feelings, though, when you are. Wait a minute. You said my butt didn't look big, though.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So a guy is watching the World Series the other night. Wife comes out in her costume. Hey, what do you think? She's, according to the husband who texted us or emailed us.
Yes, emailed us.
Said the wife is curvy and
she's going to be a burlesque dancer, and that's what her outfit is. So
he's thinking, not looking good.
No, but he told her, you look great, honey. He was trying to watch the game.
So, you okay? Now move so I can watch the game.
Oh, my.
But for the women listening this morning, do you want to hear the truth or do you just want to be happy? And a lot of people pointed out, it's Halloween. It's one night. What does it hurt?
Right, exactly. Well, that's what one of our listeners said. One, burlesque dancers are curvy. Two, tell her you like it. It's very sexy. Three, tell her some people may not like it, but I love it.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good right there. He said, I think another listener said, I think he should tell her the truth. He can ask her to see it again, as he was focused on the game at the time.
Uh-huh.
That he'd like to see it again, and then, well, you know, maybe. I don't know. And Mike said, if they're going out, he should tell her. I don't know what the outfit looks like, but maybe, you know, honey, you might have some of your bits exposed. And you don't realize it. Maybe have her take a selfie, you know, see what it looks like, right? And
yeah.
Then we can be the judge in selfies, okay. Right, when we do that.
Or send it to us and we'll...
And we'll let you know. Yeah, we'll do that.
That'll work out. You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Well, maybe
exactly.
Not. All right.
That's what Tom said.
Nancy's on the phone. What do you think?
Happy wife, happy life.
So just tell her what she wants to hear and then get out of the way.
Tell her exactly what she wants to hear. And if anybody says anything, he can come back and say, honey, you look beautiful in anything to me.
Mike, write that down.
Yeah.
You apparently...
Clearly, I didn't understand that.
Well, the first few times you didn't. That's all.
See, Jody will ask me, you know, what do you think of this or that?
Yeah.
And I'll tell her,
yes.
No, you're not pulling it off.
Yeah.
It does. You know what? It's not working.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty honest with someone, too. It's like, I don't want you...
Now,
you
we're a little bit older, and I've been at this for a while now.
Right.
But the whole thing is honesty. Do you want me to be... And I'll say that sometimes.
Right.
Do you want me to be honest, or do you want to go?
Right.
Let's go.
Do we just want to leave?
But I love your attitude. That's,
yes.
Thank you very much for the call.
Some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, it is your first chance to put $100 in your pocket. The Wham code word this hour, basin.
Basin, B-A-S-I-N, basin.
That's how you spell that. Text BASIN to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app. Once again, this hour's Wham word, BASIN. Now spell it correctly. Make sure you text it off before 8:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for $5,000, the big grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, BASIN. Good luck.
Sunshine, cool today, tomorrow. High of only 65 today. 55 tomorrow. It's only about 42. I know we say that, and I know.
It is chilly for us, though. It is very chilly.
You live here in Las Vegas for a certain amount of time.
Right.
And you've grown up maybe in that back in the Midwest, back east.
Right.
You forget about, you know, the cold weather.
Yeah.
So when it does get a little chilly, and I got the earmuffs on, the gloves, the scarf, everything else. By the way, a reminder that we fall back.
Yes.
We fall back this weekend.
Yeah.
So for those people already complaining about how it's getting dark early, just hold on for a couple of days.
I know. It sure seems like it happened fast this year for some reason.
You know what? It really did.
You know, all of a sudden, I don't know.
Okay. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do, as a matter of fact. And things moving around yet again, Mike. I'll tell you all about who's donating a half a million to first responders in California.
All right. Dealing with fires.
Yep.
Find out about that and some other stories after the Bee Gees.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Hey, by the way, the Wham word, once again, a reminder, it is BASIN, B-A-S-I-N, text BASIN to 59457. 59457, you have a few more minutes to get it out there. BASIN, 59457. John Cena, wrestler, donating $500,000 to help his first responders out there in California with those wildfires. Now, he was a wrestler. He's an actor. Pretty darn funny guy. He's also starring in Paramount's upcoming film, Playing with Fire. Donating the money, he says, right now California is in dire straits. It is burning, it is under siege, and it is in bad shape, man.
Wow.
It really is. So he said they're working around the clock, and they are, and they need our help. So $500,000 that he is donating to them. And it is bad. Most of the freeways are closed in that down that way as well. It is bad.
By the way, he also challenged Paramount Studios to do the same, as well as other friends of his that could afford it. Start donating.
I'm quite certain celebrities are going to start donating in mass, you know, with this going on. It's and sadly, I don't know if it's going to be contained, you know, anytime soon. 73-year-old Three's Company star Suzanne Somers says that when it comes to sex, I'm in the mood all the time, she says. 73 years old, her husband Alan Hamill is 83. And they were very candid about their sex life in a recent interview.
Uh-huh.
They both take a shot of it's called PT-141 once a week. They say they go at it about twice a day. So
what?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Uh-huh. I believe it, too. I do believe it. She's been talking about it for a while. And, she says, you know what? Many of my contemporaries can barely get out of bed.
When do they have the time?
Well, they got a lot of money, Mike.
Oh,
she's got a whole lot of money. Well, are you kidding? She's made gobs of money off of those. That workout equipment. The Thighmaster. I have one on my desk over there.
You do?
Yeah, I got a Thighmaster, man. She sent him. She sent it to me when she, remember when she was here a while back. Yeah. Yeah, she's done. I know. You know what? Good for them. I hope they are.
Oh, man.
Good, man. Somebody should be doing that twice a day. Yeah.
If not us.
I hope at 73 I am. Man, Suzanne. Woo. Go ahead, Chrissy. And several new members were inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Those inductees include Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin, Jaws author Peter Benchley as well. A lot of people. Oh, and Axe Body Spray. It's what New Jersey people. Wow. Okay. Well, we have our own kind of Entertainers Hall of Fame here as well. Every state has that.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Huh. Hey, listen, Halloween is just a couple of days away.
Sure is.
You have to go to the KKLC website. Check out the tips and tricks for Halloween. You can find out how you can win tickets to ride Slotzilla.
Yeah.
Right through the downtown area on Fremont Street. If you want all that information about tips on costumes, candy, decorations, and everything else, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We had talked to former Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and that is still posted on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page of our website, 96.3kklz.com. And Steve told us Black Crowes, as we knew it, that's over. That's done. That'll never happen again. And he tells you why in the interview. So if you go to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page and search out Black Crowes, check out the visit we had with Steve Gorman. I want to play you this only because we have tickets for Paula Abdul to give away.
Yes.
And a lot of people, you know, even I, as a little kid, we had a local radio station that I would try and win stuff off of, WJOB.
Right.
Now, to win something on WLS or CFL in Chicago at the time, the two big AM rock stations, it was hard.
Yeah.
So I figure at a local level, maybe I have a better chance.
Right.
But as I watched this movie that we watched over the weekend, Echo in the Canyon, you had seen this movie already.
It's a great movie.
It's a really documentary good. Hosted by Jacob Dylan about a couple of years back in the 60s in Laurel Canyon, where everybody who was anybody lived, worked, created music of that time.
Yeah.
One of those people, Tom Petty.
Yes.
And he talked about winning Pet Sounds, the album from the Beach Boys.
Which is, they're of course highlighted in that.
On a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Tom Petty telling the story. Listen to this.
I won that record on the radio on a call-in. I was standing by the phone and some trivia question was asked. I called right away and answered it and I won a record. And it was Pet Sounds.
See? Even rock star, little rock stars.
Yes, well, absolutely.
They win. Your chance to win. Coming up in about 5-10 minutes, it's Queen.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, all week long we have these tickets to give away. Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl, inside the showroom, Flamingo, Las Vegas. During her residency. Now, with Halloween just a couple of days away, all you have to do is tell us the name of the movie this clip is from. Okay. I don't know if it's a scary movie, but it's creepy.
It's a scary movie. Yeah, it is. It's not a horror movie.
Right.
But it's a scary movie.
There's nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'm your number one fan.
All right.
Oh.
Do you have any idea what movie that clip is from?
You do, don't you, John?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is again.
There's nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'm your number one fan.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I thought it was from the movie I always like is, what is it, 2000.
Cherry 2000.
Cherry 2000.
Yeah. No, this is a...
No, it's not Cherry 2000?
No, it's not. No.
I mean, I can imagine one of the robots.
There's nothing to worry about.
Oh.
You're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
I'm your number one fan.
All right.
This is a thriller.
A creepy thriller. All right, we'll get through news and weather and then look for caller number 9 with the correct answer. The number 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Paula Abdul. All you have to do is tell us what creepy horror movie is this from. The clip. Listen to this.
There's nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'm your number one fan.
Carla, we have Peggy on the phone. Peg, can you tell us what movie that clip is from?
I believe it's from Misery.
Yes.
That's the one. Creepy, creepy, disturbing.
Yeah.
With James Caan and...
Kathy Bates. Ooh.
Just when you thought she was this nice actress and...
Yeah, a sweet, sweet older woman that was helping him. Ooh.
Don't forget it.
You got the tickets. You're going to see one of our favorite people, Paula Abdul, her Forever Your Girl show inside the showroom, Flamingo Las Vegas, during her residency. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And by the way, for those other people, you still have a second chance to win.
Yep.
You can enter on our website at 96.3kklz.com, but you already have the tickets. Hang on the line, Peg. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. It was KKLZ listener Steve Reinhold who got the call, letting him know that he has some wham in his pocket.
Woo-hoo! Shut the front door.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to do with the extra $100 in your pocket?
Go out and misbehave.
That's probably one of the best answers we've heard.
Yeah, take the $100 and do something that you normally wouldn't be able to do.
Exactly. That's
the better
great.
News, of course, Steve now is qualified for the $5,000 grand prize. Courtesy of our good friends over at Dollar Loan Center. We got another wham word for you coming up after Brian Adams.
Here we go. Let's do it again. $100 in someone's pocket. The wham code word, Apple.
Apple. A-P-P-L-E. Apple.
Text Apple to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Once again, this hour's wham code word, Apple. Now spell it correctly and enter it before 9:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket. And, of course, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, this hour's wham code word, Apple. Good luck.
The wham word this morning, Apple, A-P-P-L-E. Text the word 59457. Still have a few minutes to do that. Or if you want, enter it through the KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. The word Apple. Put a little wham in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize we have to give away at the end of the contest. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. 904 Weird, Wild, Wacky Stories. Love this segment.
So do I.
All right. Other news coming up after Stray Cats. Rock this down.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Scotland drew eyebrows on her six-week-old baby as a joke.
Okay.
And the photo went viral, and some people are upset with this, saying it's child abuse.
Oh, geez. She's 6 weeks old. She's 6 weeks old. She's not even going to know. She's not going to know, people. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why you would do that. But
I know. Well, we dress our animals up, don't we?
I do feel bad for the...
It's a wiener dog. dog.
Bad for the animals. They have that look like, please help me.
I know. It's super dog. Look at it. Look at that. Come here, buddy. Come here.
Oh, boy. Woman in Utah, got to be careful. I know this to her sounds like a good plan and a good idea.
Okay.
Woman in Utah texted her husband's mistress from her husband's phone. If she'd help him cover up a murder.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez.
You know, trick the mistress.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, the mistress is not stupid. She called 911.
Wow.
And the woman was found out, so... There you go. She wrecked it for everybody.
This mistress was not stupid. Alrighty. Oh, wow.
You can't trick me. I'm calling 911.
Oh, boy. Well, here's another act.
Thank God nobody was hurt.
No, exactly. Another act of stupidity. Rebecca attempted to avoid paying baggage fees by stuffing her extra personal belongings right up front. Made it look like she was pregnant.
Oh.
She put her laptop down the back of her dress, then put on three layers of clothing in order to disguise her personal items. She didn't want to check any baggage in at all.
Clearly. So,
she fooled the gate agent before dropping her ticket on the way to the plane. When she bent over, her laptop started dropping out.
Well, that's too bad.
Ow, my foot. Ah, jeez.
Now I know what you're going to dress up for as Halloween.
Rebecca. Yes.
Did you hear the story?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing. She did have to pay the baggage fee. They had to check all her stuff.
Now, that's too bad.
She didn't get a big fine slapped on her.
Again, it sounded good on paper.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll just shove my laptop in my pants in the back, of course. Jeez.
Wow.
And, Mike, a 67-year-old Chinese woman has given birth to a 5-pound-7 baby. 5 pounds, 7 ounces.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a retired nurse. She said she and her husband weren't planning on having any more children. She's a nurse. I'm sure she knows how that happens.
Uh-huh.
And she did indeed get pregnant naturally.
Oh.
Now, the baby was delivered via C-section because the doctors said there are some things even we don't want to see. So, so it's probably more medical, you know, terminology used there. But, 67 years old. Pi golly, have fun, you too. You have a good time, Mom and Dad. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Who's on the phone?
Well, good morning. I'm a regular listener.
Yes, yes.
Yesterday you announced it was National Chocolate Day.
Yes, we did.
Is every day of the year national something?
It is, actually.
Get used to
There's
it.
There's a day calendar, a national day calendar. They have those.
And who made that up? Who made that up? Do you know?
I don't know, but they actually have proclamations for these days. Mike O'Brien Day is coming soon.
In
January, yeah.
Mike O'Brien, who's...
Mike O'Brien? You don't know who that is? How have you lived in Las Vegas and don't know who Mike O'Brien is? Oh, my goodness.
Outstanding citizen. His work
gosh.
With charities, kids.
Yeah, it's amazing what he has done. And didn't you say that they're thinking about naming a wash?
A wash? No, a water retention basin.
Have you heard of him?
Vaguely,
yeah. Yeah, look him up, though. It's O-B-R-I-A-N.
Okay.
Okay, right. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, look him up. Wow. Regular listener?
O-B-R-I-A-N.
Yes. Doesn't know who Mike O'Brien is.
Our feel-good story of the morning. We'll wrap up the show with that in about 6-7 minutes from now.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Like we do every morning, we want to end the show on a good note with a little good news. This is indeed local. Got this from one of our listeners, Matthew. A few weeks ago, my daughter Madeline, they call her Maddie Wilner, went shopping at Hobby Lobby and Target with her friend after school. Well, Amy went to pick her up, found out she had lost her wallet that was filled with gift cards that she had received from her birthday party just the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Maddie combed the entire parking lot looking for the wallet. No luck. Well, guess what? Just a few days later, a woman from Maddie's elementary school called and said, "Hey, got your daughter's wallet. Everything's in it. Student ID, the whole bit. All the gift cards were in it." Maddie is very happy, very thankful, and says there's proof that there are indeed still good people in this world. A big thank you to Elaine from K. Carl for calling them with
nice.
The great news. I know, it may not seem like a big deal, but it is a big deal.
Especially when it's a local story like that.
Yes,
we love
absolutely.
It. If you have a feel-good story you want us to know about, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Insperity for employee benefits, full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Wrapping up the show, we talked about the new ABC song.
Oh, Mike.
The ABC alphabet song, and not a lot of people are happy about this.
No.
It came out like 10 years ago, but finally Twitter locks on it, and look what happens.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Does this costume make me look fat, honey? No,
you
move.
Look great, but
so
you
I can
don't
watch
really.
The game.
Yes, that's right. And who the heck is Mike O'Brien?
What?
Why don't you Google him?
A regular listener.
Somebody asked if that was a real call. Yes, it was a real call.
Yes, it was.
Yes, and that gentleman calls us occasionally, but. He sure doesn't know who Mike O'Brien is.
Well, I'll tell you this. We're not going to forget about my day next year,
no.
January 8th.
January 8th is indeed Mike O'Brien Day.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. I think it's just regional.
Yes.
But we could make it go national. I'll try to get it trending
close the
before
banks,
that.
The schools and everything else. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have another Wham word for you in less than 20 minutes. Grab your share of Wham cash, and of course, $100 qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. So make sure you're listening. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock, she'll have that for you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and if, as we always say, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.